All right, Mikey, what's going on? I got you for a few minutes, so we're going to see how this works out. First off, how's your day going? Because it's early morning.
I'm an early person. I get up and get out early.
Yeah? All right, I'll let you. Definitely. I'm going to get some coffee later because I'm thirsty for real. But let's start talking about you. Right now, you have your photography going on. And it's Michael Harris. It's just basically your first and last name put together.
Image
Michael
Photography.
Yeah. Image Photography. What made you...
Image Photography, Mike, Capture Photos. Either way. Either one.
Okay.
But legally, it's Image Photography.
Image Photography.
It's a business name.
All right. What made you start your journey with photography?
Well, I've always been into pictures. I always had my camera out coming up. Always got a camera, you know, with these newer phones. These phones have been out for so long now with these cameras that I'm just a camera person. I'm not a picture person myself, but I love taking pictures.
Right, capturing.
And coming up, I always used to take weird pictures, and people always told me, you always got that camera out. They'd be mad as hell when you're taking a picture of my own. I always had my camera out. I was always in the clubs or in the strip clubs, and they told me I can't have my camera, and just anywhere. Everybody always telling me, you always got that camera out, you ain't allowed the camera. So recently, I was working for 5 years. It's the longest job I ever had for 5 years at Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I had an incident there in the world.
Right. The world
fired.
Scene.
Yeah, and I got fired. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? Everything happened for a reason. And before that incident happened, prior to that, 2 years for the past 2 years before that incident happened, I was saying to myself, I gotta get out of here. I can't work for nobody. I don't like this shit. Yeah, I don't like it. And I just kept saying to myself, I gotta get out of here. And then that incident happened. And then after the incident happened, I said to myself, I'll never fill out an application again for nobody else. Because that was my reason of saying I gotta get out of here, because I don't like people over my shoulders, clocking in, the whole process of working for a company or for a business, period. And once that happened, I said, I got to figure something out for myself to build a foundation and a platform for my daughter and for my future. And working for these corporations, these businesses, they don't care for your future and for your family.
Right.
They care for the product and for the standards of their work to get done.
You're no longer an asset, you're a liability.
Exactly, you're a liability, and they take away your whole time. They take away from you and your family. And I realized that, and I'm like, I can't continue to live like this.
Right.
So with that being said, I said I had to find my purpose in life. And I figured pictures and cameras is something that I was really, you know, involved and really interested in. So I said, I'm going to just invest in myself, invest in some equipment, and start from there. And ever since then, it's just been doing nothing but going forward. And
Have you done any shows? Have you done because I know I've seen you at some nightclubs, and I've seen you do, I know you did Aaliyah's pool party that she had when she released her her clothing line. What other events do you do? Is it more so you reach out to people, or are you still building on your portfolio?
A lot of people on Facebook that I appreciate with the support tag me in posts where people looking for photographers and stuff, and then I'll go to that person and ask them if they found, you know, if they booked a photographer or whatnot. But I do any type of events that people need photography for. I then did weddings. I then did 2 weddings at the birthday parties, baby showers.
Right.
Anything you call
any commercial? Commercial, or do you just do more so like personal?
Freelance is basically whatever you call me for. So whatever somebody need a photographer for, if they call me, if they reach out to me, I'm going to make it happen any time of the day. I done did some work at 3 o'clock in the morning. Somebody called. I said I was about to change my name to AOP on photography. I just planned. But, I did some work but I was there at Wiz Khalifa's little house party over on the south side with some type of release house party. I forgot what it was. But, Wiz Khalifa, I was down there in Miami. That was just on some vacation, freelance type of stuff. But
you're building your portfolio for sure, so people can see the work that you're doing.
Basically, that's what I'm doing. Just building my portfolio for people to see, have something to see.
Do you plan on evolving past your pictures?
Always.
Yes.
If not, what would be the purpose?
What avenues do you feel like you're going to take with evolving? Oh, this is a good one. What avenues you gonna take to evolve? Because you know, pictures go a long way. Is it gonna be still shots? You gonna have some gallery set up? Have a big studio.
Oh yeah, I'm already in the plans of having my own studio and build my own studio. I'm looking for a building now just to have my own studio, and on top of that, I just came across some more equipment that I couldn't pass up on buying, but it was some equipment that I don't use. I use Canon.
Yeah.
And I came across Nikon, and I'm not about this. I can't use both.
That's good to
but
know.
At the same time, I'm gonna utilize it to rent it out to people that's looking for extra equipment.
Right.
So I'm gonna also have that available for people that's looking to rent out equipment.
I'll be a personal consultant.
Yeah, I'm gonna have equipment for people to rent out, and I'm gonna have space for people to come in and do photo shoots. It's just all a work in process. It don't happen overnight. It's just gotta keep
going. Are you gonna make it down to those events this week coming up for Thanksgiving with Dave East or Fabulous? Get some shots, get some tags, get some likes, get some shares.
Who was there last time? What's her name?
Cardi B. Last time she was here, I was called the day of. Like, sometimes I be so busy sometimes I don't even look to try to get involved with that type of thing. But on the day of, sometimes, you know, I'm connected with a lot of people and a lot of other photographers that will need help, and we'll reach out to each other. So if somebody hit me, and I'm available out there. But if not, I don't reach out all the time. I just go with the flow.
I expect it. If you wasn't taking pictures, what would you be doing?
I have no clue.
I
don't know.
For real?
So
you going to just, this is it.
Be doing.
This is what you going to do.
Yeah. I don't think about what I would be.
All right. I ain't mad at you. So the business. What else? You know what? Better yet, is it just because I reached out to you on what? Facebook. What are your other avenues of how someone can get in touch with you?
Facebook, Instagram, and I also just.
Your website just dropped.
I'm still editing and working on it, so I really don't want to mention it right now. I just want to put it out there and give people something to see and something
to go to.
But right now, Facebook, Instagram, and my website. I'm not about to sit here.
Well, I'm excited. I'm glad I got in touch with you at the early beginning flourishing process before it took off. Well, it is taking off. Take off further than it is. You're going to be bigger than the whole city. You already are.
Hopefully. It's the plan. That's the plan. Always to grow.
All right. I expect. Well, I mean, that's all I got for you. So, thank you.
And I appreciate you for reaching out and having me.
Thank you.